This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Probably a safe bet that most of the New Year resolutions people made 10 days ago have at least been half broken. Most of those ones are of no use. But a lot of people are thinking this year, right, my New Year resolution is I'm going to change my career plan. I'm going to take a look at my career. And what do I want to do career-wise between now and next January? What do I want to achieve? And how am I going about doing it? Where do you even start with a plan like that? Mary Cummins is a career life coach at careerchanger.ie. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning, PJ. How are you doing?
Good. It is an ambitious resolution to say that between now and this time next year, I will have rejigged my career. Where would one start?
Okay, so I suppose in terms of New Year's resolutions, first of all, TJ, people have different views on New Year's resolutions. Some of the evidence isn't particularly encouraging, you know, for a lot of people. You know, they might last a few weeks or a couple of months, and then the resolutions are forgotten about again. You know, but nevertheless, the new year is, you know, it's kind of a natural transition point, if you like. And it is a good time to make a change if that's what's needed, yeah. If you're not entirely happy with where you're at. Yeah. And certainly, I suppose, in terms of the job market, you will find, PJ, that, you know, more jobs are advertised in January and February as hiring managers have actually received, you know, their new budget. You know, and of course, people have had time to think over the Christmas period, in addition to the whole of the last 2 years, really, I suppose, to reflect and to think about what they want, to think about what's important to me in my career, what do I want from a job, what are my job values, and so forth. Mm. But I suppose, PJ, rather than waiting for a new year, really, I encourage my clients to reflect on their career, you know, maybe every quarter or every 6 months, to really think about, you know, where am I at with it? You know, what's working and what's not working? Mm. And where do I want to go? And following that review, you know, that person may feel they're perfectly happy with where they're at, you know, or they might think, yeah, there are some additional skills I'd like to develop. So, for example, somebody working, you know, as a project coordinator, you know, might want to progress to a project manager in a couple of years, and they might decide to stay where they're at, but to try and develop other skills that would be useful to them, you know, to take on a role like that further down the road, you know?
There's another thing, too, in that if you've been doing your job for a long time,
yeah,
you might be happy, or you might be thinking, well, you know, I'd be like a fish out of water trying to do anything else. Should you sit down and draw up a plan and do a list of what you like and what you don't before you make any decisions?
Of course, yeah. So, of course, PJ. So the first thing I'd say, PJ, is look, you know, just to take some space to reflect on what it is you want, you know. So what does a good job look like for you? So whether it's walking, swimming, yoga, meditating, whatever it is you like to do to relax, it's so important to clear your mind and clear the clutter from your mind. You know, that's then when the creative juices start to flow and the good stuff comes to the surface. So to think about you know, your career highlights, things that you really enjoyed, you know, or any elements of a particular job that you really enjoyed over the course of your career, and the things that you liked or that you got a buzz from, things that motivate you, things that you're interested in, and things that you're good at. But also, PJ, of course, your job values, you know, what is it that you want from a job? I know for me, for example, you know, I have to have meaning and purpose in my work, and I like working with others. But for others, it might be an opportunity to progress, an opportunity to be creative, to help others. And for others, it will be to earn a bigger salary to provide for my family. So it's about being clear, PJ, and what it is you want. Certainly, I know a lot of my clients at the moment, they're looking for a greater work-life balance. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really coming to the fore at the moment. People have been reevaluating and thinking about what's important. But for certainly, once you have that clarity, PJ, you then need to, as you say, make a plan and think about how you're going to go about it. Mm-hmm. How am I going to approach the market and so forth? You know, so they might want to consider, you know, networking is such an important tool now, you know, and LinkedIn is a wonderful platform, you know, and think about, you know, what agencies I can sign up with, who can I send my CV and cover letter to and so forth. Yeah. But you must have a plan, PJ, and you need to be methodical in your approach. And of course, also to remember the internal market. You know, so while, you know, you may not be particularly fulfilled in your current job, there may be other roles in the same company that may be of interest, you know, but do be patient. Do follow up on all contacts that you make. Remember that managers can be very busy, so they may not come back to you immediately, you know, but do follow up with them, PJ, and close everything off.
I can imagine where a lot of people would be uncomfortable, Mary, is in places that have seen an awful lot of upheaval during the last couple of years, retail, hospitality, that kind of thing. Like, you might have thought, do you know, I'd love to work now in hotel management or retail management, but the last 2 years have shown how unstable that whole thing can be. People are changing their minds.
Well, actually, certainly, PJ, you know, retail and hospitality have experienced significant disruption over the course of the pandemic, and it has been extremely challenging for anybody working in those areas and for business owners, of course. But actually, in terms of hospitality, at the beginning of December, there were 61 jobs advertised in the hotel sector in Cork alone. You know, the opening of the Dean Hotel, for example, on Horgan's Quay, the Res on McCurtain Street, you know, they've created opportunities. Restaurants are crying out for staff. You know, many employees working in hospitality, PJ, they've returned to their native countries, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, and they haven't returned. And some moved into other sectors which had less of a stop-start strategy. And in terms of retail, PJ, you know, certainly, you know, they need to recruit new staff also. The CSO's most recent figures, in fact, for job vacancies in wholesale and retail are 3,300. So there are challenges in trying to recruit people, as a lot of people, as I said, working in retail moved location or changed career. But certainly in terms of the landscape, in terms of retail, you know, there's been, you know, a real move, I suppose, towards online shopping. So people might want to think about things like developing their technology skills. You know, we live in a digital era, PJ, and IT skills really are so relevant today. So people could consider, you know, springboard programs, or to check out Cork Education and Training Board. You know, there's some fantastic training programs available to them there, you know.
A thing that became popular, or a word that became popular during lockdown, was pivot. You know, I'm now doing, someone who's now doing something they never thought of doing before. How common is that?
Yeah, so I suppose I would see pivoting, I suppose, that's the kind of a smaller change, I suppose, than a full-on career change. So pivoting usually means, Peter, that you're doubling down on what's working for you to make a purposeful shift in a new but related direction, you know. But whether it's pivoting or changing, you know, what I advise is for people to think about, as I said, what's working for them in their career, to look at their strengths, the things they're good at, the things they enjoy that energize them, that, you know, their interests and their values. But to also look, PJ, at, you know, well, where is the dissatisfaction? What's causing me the dissatisfaction? So, for example, somebody working in sales, PJ, you know, they might find when they do their review and they start to look at what's causing this to dissatisfaction, they might find, well, actually, it's the product that they're selling that doesn't really resonate with them, or that they don't find particularly inspiring. So, you know, that doesn't require a full-on career change. It just might mean, you know, moving to a different sales role where they're selling maybe a service rather than a product. So it's really important, PJ, that, you know, people are clear on what it is that's causing the dissatisfaction. Because if it's coming more from, you know, how you're managing yourself or how you're managing any work-related issues, that will travel with you, you know? But certainly, PJ, you know, if somebody is feeling bored or unfulfilled, it's good to take action, you know, because if you ignore it, it may reach a crisis point, you know? So to think about, you know, what small changes can I make or what small steps can I take while staying in my current role? I've got to pay my bills. Yes. But what small steps can I take to, you know, to find more fulfillment, you know? But certainly, PJ, fear is something that can often hold us back and prevent us from pivoting or changing direction, you know?
Fear of failure and fear of change is big in a lot of people's lives. You could spend another half an hour talking about that. Mary, thank you very much. People can go to your website, careerchanger.ie. That's Mary Cummins. Much appreciated, Mary. 0818 96 96 96. If you do want to think about new career, new options, changing, with the times, careerchanger.ie.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.